We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and this is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, where we are going to look at our under-the-radar breakout candidates for the 2020 season, but we're going to limit this one to the offense. How about next week we talk defense, Dusty?
I love that idea, and I think, we discussed earlier what's going to happen with the 2020 season. You know, our choice here is the show's going to go on. You know, we're going to preview this team the same way that we always have. We're going to look at things like breakout picks. We're going to kind of break down the roster. You know, that was something we did all through the spring into the summer last year. I think we're going to get into that at some point soon, too. This is the stuff that people turn to us for. I think they've shown it and they've let us know again and again. Then, and I think given what's going on in the world, this is. You know, no less important. It might even be more important to people than it was this time last year.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm going to go by the sample size of folks who are getting back to me, and we've had several people in the last week or so say how much they appreciate that the show is going on. I'd just like to thank all of you who've reached out and thanked us for having the podcast out there and appreciate it. So we thank you for listening in. Tell your friends about us. We are going to be here for the foreseeable future. So, Dustin, all right, enough of that. Let's talk about under-the-radar candidates. Do you want to go first or you want me to?
I want you to go first, and I think when you ask me that question, that is you suggesting you want to go first anyway. So fire away.
Well, full disclosure, we have not discussed our picks ahead of time. So my fear is we would have the exact same guys, and you'd say someone, and I'd go, oh, you know, I wanted to say him. But what I did, I actually have four names here, and I guess we can go one at a time. I'm going to bring one up that I have no inside information, no inclination that he's necessarily going to see the field more. But I'm going to put out Zach Kuntz, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, he has a unique skill. He's 6'7". Okay. That's a unique skill. He's also, the knock on him coming into Penn State was he was rail thin. He's now up to 254 pounds. And there are openings both at, say, backup tight end and also just having additional targets because the wide receiver room is not coming back with all this returning talent. So I just wonder if Kirk Ciarrocca looks at this guy and says, hey, wait a minute, I could do something with him. What do you think, Dustin?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's absolutely credible. And one of the things that, you know, I had on my notes was that you pick a name out of a hat almost at the tight end spot. You know, you can interpret that any number of ways. First of all, Zach Kuntz, that big frame, and I think his ability to get down the field and to make play, you know, that was his strength as a prospect was that he was unique in the playmaking aspect of it. Brenton Strange, they seem to like what he brought to the table when he arrived last January. You know, he's over a year into his college career. He he's trending in the right direction. My pick, if we're going off the radar, I'm a huge Theo Johnson fan. You know, I think what he brings to the table, now the big variable on him is, hey, he enrolled in January. That hasn't meant as much this year as it has any other year. But I look at him and I just see and think big time playmaker. You know, I look at the way he carries himself. I look at the way he presents himself. I look at his game film, and I feel like he's going to be a big time playmaker. And I think at 6'6", 250, I think that can be a factor right away. It'll be interesting to watch this depth chart unfold, though, to start the year. Who has that kind of that edge? You know, it could feel like running back last year, where Ricky Slade started the year as the starter, and they kind of let that play out, let it unfold before they really establish a true pecking order. It might be similar at tight end. They might want to preserve Theo Johnson's redshirt, maybe. But at the same time, if the best players are going to play, there's a good chance that he starts to look the part of the best player either before the season or as the season goes on. Tight end, in general, there are breakout picks, and they're all kind of under the radar because we don't know a whole lot about them yet.
And with the lack of depth at wide receiver, you could see them playing multiple tight ends quite often, which gives them the opportunity. All right, ready? Here's my next one. I'm going to say Daniel George. And here's why. Again, I'm going to use that at wide receiver. There's opportunity. And I do believe he's next in the pecking order. I mean, who else do you have at wide receiver? We know Jahan Dotson. That means that there are, if you have a three wide receiver formation, that's two more starters. Plus, you know, that they rotate these guys in. That means there's three backups. There are a lot of jobs available. I just think Daniel George is the next guy in line, and he's also the guy who lost a couple pounds during the offseason, which is a bit unusual. It tells you that a message was probably being sent to him about his quickness, and it sounds like he did something about it.
First of all, Daniel George still qualifies. He's just barely off the radar. His name is known, but the expectations are virtually non-existent for him because he just didn't do anything splashy last season. Going from 220 to 210, I thought was important for him. Every player, when it comes to their development, is fighting something, you know, fighting their weight. They're fighting their quickness. I thought Daniel George at 220 last year, he looked a little stiff to me. He has shown that he's a good athlete. He's shown that there, you know, he's well rounded. I think him at 210 is where he needs to be. And I think when it comes to just the intersection between experience and upside, he's the guy that everybody should be pulling for to be in the lineup. He's the guy who should be experienced enough to make an impact. But at the same time, you're not settling for a lower ceiling as a result of that. I think he's the optimal guy to cycle in behind Jahan Dotson. And then, of course, you know, he more fits the wide receiver prototype, the perimeter guy prototype, than Jahan Dotson does. You know, this will be, what, the third year in a row coming up that Penn State's top wide receiver is 5'9". You know, it's not typically where you see offenses go. And now where KJ Hamler had that definitive, that jitterbug, that you can't tackle him in open space, like all that stuff going for him, Jahan Dotson is more of a craftsman. He's more of a, and not that he doesn't have explosiveness, but he's not KJ Hamler. You know, he's a guy who is going to have to make his living without, you know, these jaw dropping, breathtaking plays. And so it'll look a little bit different. I think having a big wide receiver like Daniel George is important. Once again, I think our thought processes are the same. I'm looking at John Dunmore instead. Now, we don't have any evidence that says he's ready. He's primed. He's a redshirt freshman. But I love his skill set and the reliability with which he makes tough catches. You know, he's a hands catcher. He's a body control guy. If his route running has come a long way, he doesn't need a lot of space to make a contested catch. You put the ball in a spot, he is able to get up there and catch the ball high pointed. I think he, when it comes to that specific skill, he's the most skilled guy on Penn State's wide receiver depth chart at doing that. So I like that. I like that he went from 179 to 191 pounds. That's a lot closer to where he needs to be in order to make hay as a wide receiver. I've compared him in the past, not from a this is what he's going to be standpoint. DeAndre Hopkins gets the job done just fine. He's on the slight side. His skill set, the way he gets the job done at the NFL level, who, you know, Bill O'Brien just traded him away for peanuts, by the way, to make the Penn State connection. But it's the same thing as John Dunmore at the college level. So it's possible it can be done. He doesn't, you don't have to be 205, 210 pounds to be a really good wide receiver.
And you know what, Dusty, he was next on my list of wide receivers, and there's going to be so many opportunities there for guys. Both of our guys may be stepping up. I tried to spread out the different positions where my under-the-radar guys are, and this one may not be under the radar and that everybody knows his name, but I just think he's going to get so much more opportunity. I loved his high school tape. I loved his interview here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm talking about Devin Ford. And like I said, I don't know if he would qualify so much as under the radar, but with Ricky Slade leaving, I know this still puts him at number three, but I do think that they can rotate three running backs. Last year, they were doing it with four. I think he will get more touches this year, and I think he has an opportunity to show us what he's all about. I look for Devin Ford to make a real impression this year.
I think he's a special talent, and special talent finds its way on the field. He did last year as a true freshman. Not a lot of productivity because of the circumstance, but special players can find the field in a variety of ways. He can earn it. There can be injury. There could be, you know, one game where maybe somebody's sidelined in the second half and Devin Ford does such a breathtaking job that James Franklin has no choice but to give him a little bit more work. Something like that is gonna happen with this depth chart. It's not being pessimistic about injury, but, you know, injuries happen. Also, Devin Ford has a chance to go out there and earn it. His skill set is very different from Journey Brown. It's really different from Noah Cain. He is the most explosive guy, I think, on the perimeter of the offense. And I think there's ways to use that. One last name I want to give you, Caden Wallace. They were tempted into playing him and burning his redshirt as a freshman very briefly, but he at 330 plus pounds at 6'5", he can be a reserve at tackle. He can be a reserve at guard. He can be, a sixth or seventh lineman. And who knows where that goes? If they're going to be committed to getting him snaps, he's going to go. He's going to do something good with them, I think. Des Holmes, I think, is their sixth lineman, their swing tackle. Caden Wallace can be a tackle. He can be a guard. He can play a variety of roles, and I think that's important. I think his upside is very, very clear. He's going to be, I think, a 2 or 3 year starter on the offensive line somewhere. But I think his versatility can get him on the field. I'm excited to see that.
That's a great pick for the offensive line. I had his name down and Des Holmes, and you were able to mention both of them. So we are thinking alike on that, Dusty. All right, that is it. Those are our under-the-radar candidates on offense. Next week we'll do the defense. That's it for our show. Come back next week. We'll have more for you.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.